He was responsible for the largest, the most massive fraud against senior citizens in U.S. history. Perhaps the largest. I think it is the largest, maybe close to it. And that is a Medicare ripoff. I don't think people realize that, but you think about it for a minute. Medicare is senior citizens' money. It's your money, too. It's taxpayers' money. But he was condoning, or at least permitting, the upcoding that is charging more for every one of these services in over 50 hospitals that they raided, the FBI did, in the tenure he was there, charging more than they were supposed to, again and again and again.
Scott is a multimillionaire who has made a killing in the polls thanks to a self-financed ad campaign attacking McCollum, who also didn't answer the question of whether he would endorse Scott if Scott won the GOP nod. Instead, McCollum attacked Scott for bashing government spending while having controlling interest in a company that took federal stimulus money.
You know, I opposed that stimulus bill. I wouldn't have voted for it if I'd been in Congress, and I wouldn't have gone up and given a big hug to President Obama, that's for sure. Well, Governor Crist did do that, obviously, we all know that. But on the other hand, I wouldn't be standing and saying I would never take a dollar from the federal government for our highways or for our transportation system, and I certainly wouldn't say that if I did feel it that way, and then turn around and take that money in my company to benefit me.
But McCollum was far from the only venomous one in the room. State Representative Janet Long, a Democrat from St. Petersburg, asked McCollum if he saw the legislature's acceptance of stimulus funds to plug holes in the state budget as a character flaw.
I believe that the legislature has done as good a job as it can not to have made any mistakes with respect to this and try to protect as many people as it could by taking whatever money was on the table at the time. But we're going to pay the piper. That stimulus money's not going to be there. And that's why we're going to have this larger amount that we're talking about in part.
Long later said she thought that was a non-answer.
Were he to become governor in November, he's looking at over a $6.2 billion deficit. And he has said that he won't raise taxes.
Steve Cornell, St. Petersburg's first openly gay city council member, asked McCollum why he spent so much of the state's money hiring an expert to present questionable evidence on the supposed dangers of gay adoption.
He was the only available witness that had the credentials, willing to testify and willing to produce the evidence. What we needed to have done was to put the records in the evidence. He's not a scientist like somebody who does experiments or issues his own opinions. He's simply a scholar, and he was producing the written reports and the records and the studies that have been done and introducing them into evidence.
Cornell said afterward that there aren't any credible studies that demonstrate that gays shouldn't be considered as adoptive parents.
There are none. I am a member of the National Association of Social Workers. I'm familiar with that type of research. There are no studies. They had to stretch. That's why he could only find Dr. Reckers, and that's why he paid him $120,000 of our money to prop up an argument that is clearly failing, that's clearly not true, that clearly is not right. And I want people to understand that it's not that you should be able to get a kid if you're gay. It's that me, for example, after 20 years of working in recreation in the school system, after a master's degree in social work, and all this time of working with kids, would not be allowed to even apply to adopt a kid because I'm gay automatically.
He added that any state banning the practice is backwards, as are those in leadership who don't challenge such laws.
It's clearly an outdated way of thinking, and to say we're going to defend outdated thinking because it's law and we shouldn't change is not the kind of leader that I think should be the governor.
Linda Nahn, a recent St. Petersburg High School graduate and scholarship recipient, asked the Attorney General about his thoughts on gay marriage. His answer came straight from the GOP's greatest hits.
I believe marriage should be between a man and a woman. I think that that is the nature of the family. And I believe that is a religious conviction, a personal conviction. I think it's a lifestyle conviction. I just think that's the correct thing to do.
Nahn said she hopes to find a candidate who does support gay marriage.
I actually believe in gay marriage, which he doesn't approve of, so that kind of sways my vote a little more. However, there are some other points, like improving the public school system, that I agree with.
The Attorney General also had some fans in the audience. One was former Pinellas Park Police Chief David Milchen, who said he agreed with most of McCollum's policies.
He is a conservative, and I like his approach on the Arizona law, the support for the Arizona law, although he seems to have changed his mind on that. And I think he is going to be someone that's tough on crime.